I'm Gage Jackson with these headlines. The Justice Department's internal watchdog is launching an investigation into the Trump administration's seizure of phone data from the top two Democrats on the House Intel Committee and members of the media. The DOJ was trying to crack down on leaks related to the Russia investigation, but found no evidence those leaks were connected to the committee. Now, Senate Democrats want former Attorneys General William Barr and Jeff Sessions to testify on the matter and their threatening subpoenas. The three-day G7 summit is kicked off in the United Kingdom. Throughout the weekend, President Biden is meeting with leaders of six other industrialized nations and the European Union. Recovery from the pandemic is set to be a priority in their discussions, as well as climate change and their approach to dealing with China and Russia. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it's also an opportunity to discuss ways to rebuild the world's economy.
And I think what's gone wrong with this pandemic, or what risks being a lasting scar, is that I think the inequalities may be entrenched, and we need to make sure that as we recover, we level up across our societies and we build back better.
The summit also attracted various protests around St. Ives, with groups calling for more action on racial injustice, the global inoculation effort, and climate change.
Boris Johnson has talked about climate change being a golden thread that runs through all of these. And we now need to see action on that so that they actually deliver on climate.
British police say they arrested seven people near the summit on suspicion of conspiracy to commit a public nuisance. They were outfitted with paint, smoke grenades, and megaphones. Authorities say they do support legal protests, which are bound to happen this weekend, but they will not tolerate any criminal activity or public disorder. More top stories are coming right up. I'm Gage Jackson, and this is Newsy.